as you are able.
Our good buddies down at First Baptist in Dallas. That's a heck of a church, isn't it? In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God.
God, truth and joy.
Let us pray. God of power and justice, like Jeremiah, you weep over those who wander from you, turn aside to other gods, and enter into chaos and destruction. By your tears and through your mercy, teach us your ways and write them on our hearts so that we may follow faithfully the path you show us. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, in the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned in weakness. We have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior Christ's sake, and turn us glory. Amen. Through the cross of Christ, God have mercy on you, pardon you, and set you free. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. God strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in life eternal.
Amen.
Let us pray the way that Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Do not let us fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Graciously grant this humble church peace and unity, if it is your will.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other a no contact, no contact sign of peace. Peace be with you, and peace be with you.
And you.
Please be seated. I'm just in the interest of time and moving around and trying to stay a little more social distancing. I'm going to take the burden off of you today, and I'm going to do the readings for us, okay? And if y'all will just sit back and relax, I want to take this mask off so that I can be heard a little bit, and I don't want you to be any closer than 6 feet, okay? It's a great mask for seeing things, but it's not real good for hearing things through, right? Okay. All right. You might notice a little bit different here for church today. I mean, some different songs and some different decorations. Today we celebrate Patriot Day, which is the remembrance of September the 11th, 2011. Is that right? 2010. Sorry, 2010. September 11th, 2010, when our country came under attack. And we will talk about that a little bit more. 2001. See? My mind is not working right now. 2001. A little dyslexia going there. My bad. My apologies. Okay. Wow. Here we go again. We're still having printing problems. So, you know, even my buddy Will came over today to try to help us fix this thing. And this is just still what we get for our program. It's nice. It's supposed to be, you know, we'll get there. God willing. God, you know, there's a reason for everything. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. At that time, this people in Jerusalem will be told, a scorching wind from the barren heights in the desert blows toward my people, but not to winnow or cleanse. A wind too strong for that comes from me. Now I pronounce my judgments against them. My people are fools. They do not know me. They are senseless children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil. They know not how to do good. I looked at the earth, and it was formless and empty. And at the heavens, and their light was gone. I looked at the mountains, and they were quaking, and the hills, all the hills were swaying. I looked, and there were no people. Every bird in the sky had flown away. I looked, and the fruitful land was a desert. All its towns lay in ruins, before the Lord, before his fierce anger. This is what the Lord says. The whole land will be ruined, though I will not destroy it completely. Therefore the earth will mourn, and the heavens above grow dark, because I have spoken and will not relent. I have decided and will not turn back. Thanks be to, I'm sorry, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
That's correct. A reading from the first letter to Timothy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise as you are able.
Goosebumps every time, I swear. It does. I know you don't like it, Tim, but it gives me goosebumps. Go. Forward. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes back home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repent. No repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The true gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord, the word, the light.
Be seated, please. I want to start with, first of all, saying good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
And just to preface my sermon today with, I was talking to Tim about this earlier. I found that today has just been an emotional roller coaster for me personally, and I think for a lot of people in this country and in this world. You know, a lot's going on. Today we celebrate Patriot Day. It's a tough day to celebrate. Although we remember the heroes of 9/11, both who have lost their lives and who still are among us. That day is etched in our memory. It's hard to remember or bring up a celebration of something that was so horrid, beyond words. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II passed from this life to the next this past week. And I think I share with most of the world a sense of grief, a sense of loss. Never met her, but felt as if I knew her. And now she is going through the process. Her body is being, taken through the ceremonies and through the pomp and circumstances she was so well known for until her final resting place. And the country is changing. King Charles III, I wish him a long and happy reign. Not that my wish will mean anything to him, but good luck. God save the king. Yeah, you know. Again, I don't know him. On a personal note, this week my family is celebrating the life of my godmother, my mother's oldest sister, the eldest in the family of brothers and sisters, who passed away from cancer. She lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico, all of her life. She was a teacher for handicapped and deaf children. All of her life, she did things like that. She worked as a counselor and a teacher and taught sign language and whatnot. Amazing woman. One of the seven that my grandparents had adopted and brought up to be amazing people. She joins my mother and my godfather, Kevin McCool, who have already passed on from that family, at least out of the seven, at least four. And then, of course, a couple days ago, I popped up positive on a COVID-19 test.
You just had to add to the drama.
I'm telling you. So we've closed the church, except for the few lucky people that got stuck in quarantine here with me. And I'm grateful for them, because without them, I would probably be pulling my hair out. But just rest assured, I appreciate all of your well wishes. I've seen them online. I do appreciate it. The first couple of days, I have to admit, were rough. I did a lot of sleeping, and I needed it, apparently. But my voice is a little rough. I'm a little feeling blah, but overall, I think it's just pretty mild for what this could be, and I'm grateful for that. So no matter what, this service will go on. If it's not me, it'll be somebody else that I'm instructing or telling or doing something, but I'll do my best to be here as usual. And hopefully by next Sunday, I'm praying by next Sunday, that we will be able to have service open again. I canceled. I had a trip that I was going to this week, a little getaway for myself. Obviously, not a good time for it. God had other plans for me. So I will not be going out of town this week, and I will hopefully, like I said, be reopening the doors to the church. If not, okay, we'll do another service here next Sunday, and we will put it online for you, and hopefully you will join us there in prayer and in service, and we'll try again the next week. So just want to get all that out and tell you it's been a busy couple days here at the church.
Amen.
For quarantine, it's been real busy. So again, I just want to wish a good afternoon to you. Humans are naturally forgetful, and we often need help remembering. That's why we have tools like anniversaries, altars, and ceremonies to help us remember. And when we pause our busy lives to remember the past, there are a few specific things we do. We look back with honor. We stand firm in the present, and we have hope for the future. Lord, thank you for all the ways you've sustained and provided for us in the past. Help us to remember these moments and trust that you will continue to be faithful as we also look to the future with hope. From Joshua chapter 4, verse 1 through 7, verse 22, 26, and 27. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you, and put them down at the place where you stay tonight. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. From Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 26, for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Many of us work hard to remember things that matter to us. Birthdays, anniversaries, moments in time, people, pets. The list could go on and on. We do this because we know how fickle our memories can be. We often forget the things that matter to us. Not because we want to, not because we're heartless, but simply because we're human. We need help remembering, and it's been that way for a long, long time. I, for one, cannot remember my doctor's appointments to save my life, literally. Thank God my doctor's office texts me a day in advance to remind me. I don't know why I seem to have such trouble remembering my appointments. I love going to the doctor's office. Don't you? In the Old Testament, we're introduced to one of the tools used in ancient times to help people remember. These tools were called altars of remembrance. The book of Joshua gives us a couple of examples from Joshua chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan. We read this again. It's obviously important, right? From right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you say you stay tonight. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that they flow of the Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of the Israelites, people of Israel forever. 12 stones, one for each of the tribes, to commemorate the miracle the Lord had done, to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. And the second example we see comes from a few chapters later in Joshua 22. It's going to be verse 26 through 27 for those of you following along. That is why we said, let us get ready and build an altar, but not for burnt offerings or sacrifices. On the contrary, it is to be a witness between us and you and the generations that follow, that we will worship the Lord at his sanctuary with our burnt offerings, sacrifices, and fellowship offerings. Then in the future, your descendants will not be able to say to ours, you have no share in the Lord. Again, we see an altar made for the purpose of remembrance. God knew that his people needed these tools to commemorate moments in their collective history so that they could look back in honor, stand firm in the present, and have hope for the future. We do the same thing today. We commemorate dates throughout the year to remember our past, to make sure we never forget, among other things, the courage, the sacrifice, and price that others have paid on our behalf. And today is one of those days that we pause our busy lives to remember. As I'm sure that all of you are aware, today we honor the heroes of 9/11 with Patriot Day and the National Day of Service and Remembrance. I know that many of us share very similar experiences from that day in 2001. Is that correct? Yes, 2001. Thank you. And that it is etched into our minds, again, with dates. Yeah?
Right.
It's etched into our minds, our hearts, and our souls forever. I've never been able to, and never will be able to, express in words the overwhelming emotions of 9/11 that we all felt, and will never forget the fear that set in through that night and in the days and nights that came after. Our country, our world, our very foundation was changed forever.
Amen.
One of the most important things we do when we remember is to honor the past. The word honor simply means to give great respect, to hold in high esteem. And when we look at the past, we can see that there are countless individuals who've gone before us, many of whom have sacrificed unimaginable things, including their very lives, so that we can enjoy and celebrate the freedoms we have. We honor their memory today, and we are grateful for their sacrifice. Most of you know and have heard me speak about my Aunt Patsy. Now, Aunt Patsy was a woman with no children of her own, but she had all of us as children, her nieces, her nephews, her great-great-nieces, great-nephews. She did marry later in life and to her husband, Bart, and they lived a happy life together. But Aunt Patsy was known, I call her everybody's Aunt Patsy, because she was there for everybody. When my mother died, Aunt Patsy was there to pick me up because I was broken. And that very effort, you know, we got a friend joining us. Munchkin's come out to say hello. He's come out to celebrate with us. Hi, Munch. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. Cool. Okay. Daddy's working, though. Daddy's working. We'll have dinner in a minute. Go on, go. So anyway, we're going with Aunt Patsy here. Sorry, Aunt Patsy. I don't need to be muddling this up. When my mother died, Aunt Patsy picked me up. She put me back together. I was broken. And I'm not sure many other people could have done that for me, because I'm not sure I could have trusted many other people than my Aunt Patsy. Like, she was that important. Aunt Patsy called everybody on their birthday. Everybody in the family, including girlfriends and boyfriends and exes and great-great-greats and, I mean, everybody. I mean, she had every day, she was calling somebody 365 a day, 365 a year. I'm just telling you, it was amazing. And like I said before, Aunt Patsy did not have a bad singing voice, but she hammed it up a little bit. So you knew when your birthday came and that phone rang and it said, Aunt Patsy, that you were about to get an earful. And you did. There were times I didn't answer the phone, I have to admit. Back in my 20s, when I was probably a little hungover after the birthday celebration, I did not answer the phone, and I regret that. I wish I had. But I did. That did lead me to get a recording of her singing to me, so I do have that now. Aunt Patsy was there with my grandmother all the way through her battle with Alzheimer's to the very end. That is how Aunt Patsy lived. She was a giver. She was a caretaker. She was that rock. And she came, after my grandmother passed, she became the last of the generation, and there was nobody else to take care of but her. She's the only family member I have that has ever attended a Dallas Universal Life Church service. The only family member I have. I could never say enough about her to completely honor her memory, to honor what she meant and still means to so many. Apache was there when a legal problem came up. Apache was there when a bill couldn't get paid. Apache was there when you were hungry. Apache was there when you were lonely. Apache was there when you needed a laugh, or you needed a hug, or you needed a slap on the back, or you needed a kick in the ass. She was there. She was a woman of unparalleled faith, strong in her convictions, but also non-judging and accepting of all. This is just one of the countless stories we could tell today. Our history is full of amazing people and families who gave everything. They did it for many varied reasons and purposes, but all the same, we honor them today as well. We must also remember to forgive our enemies and pray for those who've persecuted us in the past. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives some very clear instruction about this very thing. From Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 and 44, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Forgiveness is one of the most powerful forces on earth. We must learn to forgive others just as we have been forgiven ourselves. We've talked about this a couple weeks ago. When we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us this day, or give us this day our daily bread, but forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Now think about that again. I'm going to reiterate this. Think about, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do you really want that to happen? Do you really want to be forgiven of your debts the way you forgive your debtors? Do you? I don't. Because I'm not perfect. I strive to do better. I strive to learn from it. I strive to forgive and follow in Christ's footsteps. But I do fail. And I hold grudges. I stay angry. I don't let go. I don't forgive at times. Do I want to be forgiven that way also? Do I want to be told, "I forgive you, but I won't forget"? Do I want to be told, "I forgive you, but keep you at an arm's length"? Do I want to be forgiven and told, "I forgive you, but you can't come back into the kingdom"? Is that what I want? Forgiveness is one of the most powerful forces on earth. We must learn to forgive others as we have been forgiven ourselves. If we won't, the bitterness and anger of past events will only rob us of our present peace. And so, just as much as we remember to honor the past, we also remember in order to forgive. This frees us to be faithful in the present. Faithful in the present. As I think today about remaining faithful in the present, I'm reminded of a verse from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." In these instructions to the Ephesians, Paul is saying, remain faithful in these evil times. Make the most of your opportunities. Understanding our past, making peace with it, and honoring those who have gone before us helps us to stand firm in the present. We understand that there is a very real evil in the world. And we also understand that God is faithful. He is with us. And that He is watching over us. History teaches us that no one really knew what was going to happen on December the 7th, 1941. This is the day that the Japanese Imperial Army attacked the United States Naval Base at Pearl Harbor. That day has only been surpassed in its bloodshed by 9/11. just before 8 a.m. on that Sunday morning, hundreds of Japanese fighter planes descended on the base, where they were managed to destroy, or, I'll find out where this goes now, or damage nearly 20 American naval vessels, including 8 battleships, and over 300 airplanes. More than 2,400 Americans died in that attack, including civilians, and another 1,000 people were wounded. The day after the assault, President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan. The day after the assault, war was declared. Think about how quickly things can change in our lives and in our world. Those stationed at Pearl Harbor weren't thinking about going to war the night before the attack, and yet, that's how quickly it happened. Those people who went to work on 9/11 were just going to another day of work. Just another day. And they didn't go home. They jumped from buildings way up in the sky. That's why we must make the most of our opportunities and abilities. We stand in faith that no matter what happens around us, God is faithful and able. We are not called to live in fear, but rather to live empowered lives of hope and trust in the living God. There is hope for our future. Today, as we remember, we also know that we have an immeasurable hope for the future. Jesus wins. End of story. And one of the specific ways we keep this reality at the forefront of our minds is by sharing communion together. For those of you unfamiliar with communion, here's what the Apostle Paul says about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received the Lord... For I received... from the Lord, what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus knew, as we discussed earlier, that we would need help remembering. Communion, just like the altars we discussed, is a powerful tool of remembrance. By sharing in communion with one another, we remember the sacrifice of Christ as we look forward to his return. The specific point is so important, in fact, that the early church took communion together every time they got together. Some still do. They wanted to keep Jesus at the top of their minds, and remember him that through him there was hope for the future. So where is our hope today? As we look to honor the past and those deserving of respect and esteem, as we look at our present circumstances and situations, are we encouraged? Are we hopeful? Are we assured? Are we making the most of the opportunities that God has given to us? In the light of our teaching story today, I'd like to invite you to share in communion together on the third Sunday of the month, which happens to be next Sunday, and every third Sunday after. I also want to invite you to take some time praying over a few specific areas. Let's start with gratitude for all that God has done. Let's thank God for the many individuals and families who have sacrificed so much in order that we might enjoy the freedoms we have today. Let's pray that God would comfort those who need comfort today. Let's pray that God would help us to forgive our enemies and to make things right for those with those we can. Finally, let's pray for the future of our country, our government, and all those involved. Today is a day that we remember. Let us pray together. all-loving, all-forgiving Father of all, we come to you this afternoon as we remember. We remember to honor our fallen heroes, and the heroes remain standing always in our midst. We remember to learn from our mistakes so we can constantly be reminded and not repeat. We remember as to forgive as you have forgiven us. We remember because the images of that day are forever etched in our minds. We bring you our fear, our pain, and our uncertainty. We ask for your guiding hand and your loving embrace to be always striving to stay on the path that you graciously provided for each of us. We ask that you continue to help us to forgive, not to erase the acts that occurred, but to mark those debts owed us paid in full. We long to forgive our brothers and sisters as you have forgiven us, and ask again for your help in doing so each and every day. We long to ultimately love as you love, unconditionally, and will continue to follow in your footsteps, one foot at a time, striving to be true Christians and live Christ-like. As always, Father, we only ask your will to be done. Bless our heroes, especially those of September the 11th, 2001. Bless those left to carry on. And finally, but not least, Father, God bless America. Amen. That was a tough one. Give me a second to kind of pull it together here. We give thanks for all that we have received, O God, gifts of love and time, money and abilities into these bowls, into this place. We return a portion of these gifts. Bless those who receive them, just as we are blessed in the act of sharing them. Amen. Tim, you want to take care of that? I don't want to get too close to anybody, but I'll put my mask on since I'm going to sing, so if this song's going to play. Watch it not play. Not find our way. You came searching for us, So may our gifts be used to bring hope to those who cast aside by the world, peace to those whose lives are troubled, and grace to all who are alone. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God of mercy and healing, you who hear the cries of those in need, receive these petitions of your people, that all who are troubled may know peace, comfort, and courage. For the church, that we may strive to open our hearts to God each day and be vigilant against allowing anyone or anything to displace God as the center of our life. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the gift of wisdom, that the Spirit of God will enlighten our minds and guide us in making loving and life-giving decisions each day. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For a renewal of creativity, that the Spirit of God will inspire us to use the many gifts that God has given us to bring forth new blessings and undreamed of possibilities for our faith community and all the human family. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For a deeper connection with all the people who are in our life, that we may see them with the love that God has for each of them and encourage them to live their life fully. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For a true appreciation of all of the possessions, that we may accept them as gifts from God, use them to serve God and others, and never be possessed by them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For an end to the pandemic, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all recovering from floods, wildfires, or hurricanes, particularly the people of the Bahamas, that God will give them strength, heal their wounds and fears, and speed the resources that they need to rebuild their lives. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For peace, that God will turn hearts from violence and terrorism and help people to use their energy to defeat poverty and disease. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Two of our sick people are here. For all who are ill, especially Will McCurdy and Archbishop Mark Manny, that God will heal them in body, mind, and spirit, restore them so that they may be a blessing to others and share fully in the life of the community. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And I thank you for your prayers for that. For all who have died, especially for Queen Elizabeth II, Molly Phelan, as her family and friends gather in Santa Fe to celebrate her life, and on this Patriot Day, all who have lost their lives, who lost their lives on September the 11th, 2001, that their souls be at peace in his eternal embrace, and that those left behind will receive the blessing of our Father's presence to comfort them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We bring to you our personal intercessions in the silence of our thoughts. We pray to the Lord. Life-giving God, heal our lives, that we may acknowledge your wonderful deeds and offer you thanks from generation to generation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay. I'm supposed to have a new, and I'm gonna stop the slideshow and show it to you because I have a new opening for our announcements. I mean, it was a rough service. It was very emotional. It was emotional for me. And I want to kind of uplift this a little bit here. Because this is still a day of celebration. So I'm going to stop the slideshow here because I forgot to put it in. Blame it on me. And hopefully I have it. It's on the hard drive. Where's the little hard drive? Here it is. Thank God for technology. It makes it easy. Can you imagine back in the day when you had to have computers with, you know, as big as this room? Let's see if this one's work. Hopefully. My poor little computers here, they're trying to keep up with it. We put them through quite a bit. These files for videos, you people don't realize they're huge. I mean, it takes a lot to get these edited videos done. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's amazing. Okay, here it comes. This would normally come up now. You know, I don't have to say it's time for everybody's favorite part of the service, because guess what?
It is time for everybody's favorite part of the service. That's right, the announcements.
Bravo. I liked it.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, very cute.
Kind of cute. Okay.
It was very cute. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, the announcements are, you know, they're the announcements, okay? We have to do them every week. You know, I try and make them a little more fun, but you know,
just
something to do.
Having to hear Gavin
and amen. Sorry, Gavin. We love you, but, you know, announcements. Let's see if I can get to that real quick. Hopefully I did the slides right. Let's see. Hopefully. Let's go forward. Here we go. Announcements. Okay. Pray at DallasVLC.com. Pray at DallasVLC.com. Very simple. You have a request for prayer? That's an email address. Am I on the right side? Yeah. An email address you need. Pray at DallasVLC.com. Send us an email. Very simple. Compliments, concerns, suggestions, or complaints. You have one of those, you're going to need one of these. That's going to be another email address for you folks. Feedback at DallasULC.com. Very simple. One of those, send us an email. Did you know we had a podcast? Did you?
I did.
News to me. We've had a podcast for going on for 5 years now. Is that right?
Yeah,
5 years. Check out our podcast if you haven't done so already. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a little bit. I always find listening to the podcast, I catch something different than being here in, at the church, being well, even watching it on YouTube. Of course, now they even on our podcast is on Spotify, and they actually that's not just listening to it there anymore. They have the video there too, so it kind of changed my spiel a little bit. But that's okay. I mean, I still think you're going to catch something different on the podcast than you would get. And it's, you know, it's just a great way to, if you're out jogging or you're on the bus going to work or you're listening in the car or you're taking a nap, whatever, you know, just put the headphones on and let it sink in a little bit. I love doing that. Not that I love to hear myself talk all the time. Trust me, that's not it. But we might be saying, Bishop, how do I listen to your podcast? Well, you just simply go to your favorite browser and you type in Your Path with Bishop Mark. Just do a search for Your Path with Bishop Mark. Or you can go and talk to Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, play Your Path. She said, Alexa, play Your Path. And guess what? She will play Your Path with Bishop Mark. How many Alexas do you think are going off right now?
Right?
Mine will be later. It will be. Right. Or, you know what? You can just check out some of these wonderful providers that do offer our services for you. And that's going to be Anchor by Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, CastBox, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and TuneIn. Say that fast 10 times. All right, check out our podcast, folks. You know, you can make a difference. Our church survives only on donations. We survive on the tithing of our congregants and from donations from people out there like you. Where's the camera? Out there like you. Somewhere over there. Hi. I think it's not getting me over here. I don't think it's getting me over here.
Too late
now. I mean, I'm way over here. The camera, I can't even see the camera. No. How did that happen?
Okay, well, I don't know.
You can see you on that one, though. On the
phone. Yeah, yeah, okay, there's the one I'm talking about, but that one won't be much of a camera over there. That's okay. We'll have one angle, and one angle's better than none. Okay, so anyway, where was I going? There's the people here get a salary, including myself. We are an all-volunteer church, believe it or not. So the only way we can keep our doors open, the only way we can improve our computer systems and try and keep the level of services that we have here, that we're trying to spread this wonderful word of God, and spread His message of all-inclusive love. No, it's fine. Of all-inclusive love to the world. So many people don't realize, I mean, you've got Christians out there who have muddled His word. That's Alexa back there talking to me, right? who've muddled His word and made it something that it's not. Whether for their own gain or for their just ignorance, for whatever reason, it's there. And I'm here to tell you that That's not what it is. That's not Christianity. Christianity is about love, acceptance, and forgiveness. We talked about today. So, what I'm getting at, folks, is we need some money. You know? Go to DallasULC.com. Click on donate. I've also changed that now that it says donate/tithes. So it's a place where you can also tithe online. If you have a credit card, if you can't make it, if you get COVID and you have to, you know, you have to, or we lock you out, you're welcome to tithe there as well. It's tax deductible. So you, tax season comes up, you can get a little money back, and you're doing something good for the world. Please, please consider making a donation to Dallas Universal Life Church. We could really use the help. Now, I get it all the time. Bishop, I love the church, but I'm broke. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm right there with you. In fact, probably worse than those now than ever in my life. Do what I do. I don't ask that you come in and work as many hours as I do a week, but please consider volunteering at Dallas Universal Life Church. I mean, it's a great way to honor your tithe, your 10% of your income. Even if you don't have an income, you can do 10% of your time here. And believe me, your time is worth money here. There's never enough hours in the day for us to get things done with the staff that we have here. The volunteer staff, they're great. And they all work their butts off, and so do I. But there's always something left undone, and we could always use more help. So please go check out our list on DallasULC.com. There's click on volunteer. There's a list there of some of the openings we have. If you don't like one of those lists, anything on that list, come on in anyway. Believe me, there's plenty to do. There's always something. Right, Tim? Always something to get done. Okay. We need to name this dance. I'm trying to name it. Nobody wants to name it. Psst. What are you doing? You watching Daddy dance? Okay, so listen up. How long was that video?
20 seconds.
Why was that video 20 seconds?
That is the minimum amount of time they say you should wash your hands to kill anything that's on them.
Coronavirus,
yes.
Monkeypox, the common cold, flu, all those things that we pass around in the air and on our bodies and our hands. Your hands do the most damage, people. You touch your mouth, you touch your underarms, you touch your butt, and then you don't go wash them, and you touch a doorknob. And how many people come behind you and touch that same thing? Look, I find it ironic that since this pandemic began, I have been so adamant about hand washing and talking to people about this and letting them know that people still come into our church and walk out of the bathroom and do not wash their hands. And I have to say that I'm angry because of that, because here now I sit, not saying that anybody here gave it to me or anybody's fault, but here I sit now with COVID-19. I wash my hands. So look, it's not about you or you or you. It's about the person sitting next to you. It's not about you. It's about them. So, no matter what you think of yourself, have a little respect for your neighbor, for your friends, for your spouses, for your children. Wash your hands for a minimum of 20 seconds, please. 20 seconds. Then you dry them well. Okay? When you turn, you don't turn off the faucet until your hands are dry. You use the towel in your hand to turn off the faucet. Don't touch the faucet, okay? It was dirty. You just touched your dirty hands on it, right? Then, dry them. They're completely dry now. You turned off the faucet. You throw away the towel. Use the hand sanitizer if it's available to you, okay? Continue to practice social distancing. Continue to wear your face masks if you feel uncomfortable or you're in the close quarters. Get vaccinated. Now, look, I was vaccinated. I had my boosters. I have COVID-19. But look, let me explain something to you. This could be a lot worse for me if I hadn't been. So what I'm trying to tell you is this could, even if you get COVID with the vaccinations, which happens, my father, 70 years old, was vaccinated. He works in the healthcare field. He got COVID. Ken, stay with me. Stay with me. I know it. I know. I'm almost there. I'm right there with you. He got it too. Okay? It's possible. And I hear the naysayers say, oh, look, You got COVID. You've been talking, you washed your hands and you got your vaccinations. You got COVID. Yes, I did. It happens. It's not, disease doesn't discriminate.
Right.
It just takes one person to infect a whole bunch. So, look, I say go get vaccinated, because even I'm grateful I did and grateful it was there, because if I hadn't had it, it may not be so mild with me and I may be in the hospital on a ventilator. So, thank God for that. So, please, do those things. I say it every week and I'll say it again, especially now. Please go take care of yourselves so you can take care of others around you. Please. Okay. That's all I want to say about that. Actually, I have a lot more to say about that, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut for now. Okay? Guess what? Everybody's real favorite part of the show, right? Of the service, right? Okay, dismissal of our community, folks. Before I let you go, just very quickly, keep in your hearts tonight. We call it a celebration, but it is a somber day in our history. It's a black mark on our country. And remember, we talk about that today. That's the word, we remember. So just remember. Let us rise for our dismissal, please. You've been found by our God. So now go to search for those forgotten by the world. You have been welcomed by Jesus. So now go to embrace the ones people look down their noses at. You have been gathered as community by the Spirit. So now go to be to be a family to the people who... Okay, I can't see it. Who long to draw near to hope. Let me try that one more time. You have been gathered as community by the Spirit. So now go to be a family to the people who long to draw near to hope. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
God bless America. Go now in peace to love and serve God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless America. We go now in peace. We go now in the name of Christ. I know I changed it up. I'm sorry. If y'all just follow along, you wouldn't have that problem. I'm sorry. Well, I apologize. You're forgiven. You're not really going to sing this one. I think you ought to just sit down and listen to this one. Because I'm going to join you.
Next song needs no introduction.
Anybody guess yet?
Ready,
Mary? Who? Who is it?
Aretha?
The other day in rehearsal, Aretha began to sing it. And when she got to the part that says, through many dangers.
Relax. Gonna change.
And I looked over at her and saw the tears rolling out of her eyes. Because never did we think, I think 20 years ago, that God would do great things for us. Can I get a witness here tonight?
I'm fine.
They call.